Well, she's terribly bright, number one. She has enormous curiosity. The curiosity often leads her into untenable situations because her enthusiasm in following through, her scientific intellectual curiosity, will often get her in very tight spots. However, I think she does have an enormous sense of humor. She has an enormous sense of the playful. I think she loves to shock and to startle. Her delight, she wants to share. Well, it's quite a bit different this time, in that Zira and Cornelius find themselves in a human being civilization in our period of history. Apes, as they were in their own time, articulate, evolved, far beyond the primitive stage, but they're the aliens in the situation. To a certain extent, I think our civilization, not speaking as Zira now, but as you and I, are absolutely fascinated and endeared by these two, but there is also great danger because they are strange, and perhaps one of the reasons that, oddly enough, because one does not quite trust the odd, the strange, one is more apt to fear it than to embrace it. She is pregnant, you see, in this one. She's going to have a baby. And if this couple and the baby then produce more and more of these talking chimpanzees, perhaps our civilization is in jeopardy, just rather like the first Planet of the Apes. It's complete reverse. They were frightened of Taylor because he was an articulate human, whereas all the rest of the humans were dumb, and they felt they could cope with this. I do. He really is a baby. Chimpanzees remain almost as helpless as human beings, almost as long as human beings do. And the chimpanzee I have was brought to this country from Africa at 6 months. He is so beautiful, you can't believe it. I just adore him. Oh, my, yes, yes, because you cannot just walk up to a baby chimpanzee the way you could walk up to a human baby and cuddle it under the chin or something and expect the same reaction. I had talked to it quite a bit in other people's arms, the trainer's arms, and we just said that he would start to pay attention to me. When I first went up to him, he wouldn't look at me. Then gradually we got to know each other a little bit, and then he would look at me, and there was almost a communication going. It wasn't until that point that I ever held him in my arms. I also found that some of the things that the trainers would do to soothe him, such as pet his face, actually, I asked if I could do this as well, because I had a moment when I wanted to really fondle the baby, and they said they thought not. It would be too dangerous, because they have teeth, the likes of which most of our seven-month-old babies don't have. They're ahead of us. I don't think it hurt it or helped it. And I don't think anything after it was really particularly anticlimactic. It was marvelous winning one. It could have come at any time. I'm very glad it didn't come like, you know, my first film or something like that, or my first time around, because I think that can be sometimes harmful for the performer from two standpoints. You might get an overblown notion of the value of an Academy Award and also your own talent. It all depends on how well you do in a particular role, how much it strikes the whole group that votes, and it doesn't mean that other roles that you play you don't adore or haven't been enjoyable, or other films. I've had moments like that, not to take life easy, no, to find something else to do, either that I've gotten so mad at the profession. One time it happened when I got absolutely exhausted by it and started with a balance sheet and said, you know, well, what are the pros and what are the cons? And was horrified to discover how many horribles you have to go through for those few moments of true satisfaction and enjoyment. That was a very bad thing to do, because I really at that point thought I would give it up. But then instead of giving it up, I did something very positive, had a baby, and immediately was raring to get back and act again as soon as Sean was born. I'd never want to give it up and do nothing. And I really think at this point, I'd never want to give it up. No, I enjoy it.